and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen, and I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's audio blog, we're going to be talking about self-sabotage, understanding imposter syndrome. I have to, but I can't. Who am I to do this? Have you ever been excited and inspired to do something, only to get quickly discouraged and the excitement just fizzles out? Maybe you get excited when you think about going back to school for another degree. Maybe it's thinking about applying for a promotion that starts to make you feel energized. Maybe it's joining in a ministry opportunity or a personal goal like getting healthier and fitting back into those old jeans that were once comfy. Have you ever looked ahead at a goal like one of these and just felt yourself longing for it until your thoughts drown out the hope with self-doubt and criticism? This is actually a very common struggle. When we talk about self-sabotage, we are referring to an internal conflict that keeps us from meeting our goals. We may have big dreams of things that we want to accomplish, and then that little voice in our head criticizes us for having such big dreams. Who are you to think you can do that? What makes you think you can accomplish that? That little voice begins to point out every flaw we have that might stand in the way. When I think of this kind of self-sabotage, I think of Moses and his encounter with imposter syndrome. As he stood in front of God in the form of a burning bush, Moses began to give God, the creator of all things, a list of reasons why he, Moses, wasn't qualified to follow God's instructions. Number one, who am I that I should go? Exodus 3:11 says, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" When you say to yourself, "I'm a nobody, I don't deserve this opportunity," you're treating yourself like an imposter. You're treating yourself like you're not really a child of the King who created you with a purpose. If you are indeed seeking God first, as in Matthew 6:33, and He leads you to something, trust Him that He's got you covered. He has given you exactly what you need and will continue to give you what you need exactly when you need it. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all this through Him who gives me strength." Not only are such self-defeating thoughts going against who God created us to be, they are lacking faith in our Heavenly Father who has promised to provide. If He calls you to it, He will provide for you whatever you lack. The second excuse Moses gave. "Who do I say sent me?" Exodus 3:13 says, "Then Moses said to God, 'Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?'" Do you think you have to know all the answers before you can accomplish something? Do you keep researching and planning and researching and planning and planning and researching and just stop? Seriously, just stop. Again, if you are seeking God first and doing what He has instructed you to do, He will give you the answers you need when you need them. Not only that, but if you don't have all the answers, it's perfectly acceptable to give yourself permission to say, "You know, I don't really know." We're not ever going to have all the answers. Only God does. The third excuse Moses gave was, "They're not going to believe me or listen to my voice." Exodus 4, verse 1. "Then Moses answered and said, 'But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you.'" You know, when I was a teenager, I had a relative tell me that my voice just blended into the background and people forgot I was talking. Ouch! That really stuck with me, clearly. Again, though, when we dwell on telling ourselves this, that people are not going to listen to us or believe we have the credentials we say we have, we are defeating ourselves before we even start. Again, we are stifling our faith. If God has led us there, He will prepare the way. For those who don't believe us or listen, that's on them. You are only responsible for your part of the story. The fourth excuse, "I am slow of speech and of tongue." Exodus 4:10 says, "Then Moses said to the Lord, 'O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.'" Do you focus on your flaws? It's so incredibly easy to do. The thing is, you are going to be much more aware of any perceived flaws than other people will be. In grade school, I went to speech therapy for a while. There were some sounds that were difficult for me to say correctly. There are some times I still hear it, and it bothers me. I once mentioned this to my husband, who looked at me strangely. He'd not even noticed it. I've known him since childhood. We are always going to be our own worst critics. The fifth thing Moses said to God was, send anyone but me. Exodus 4:13. But he said, O my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. When we evaluate ourselves and find ourselves lacking, it can be tempting to hunker down, cover our heads, and say, let someone else do it, God. I'm not enough. Isn't that what all of these excuses are saying? I'm not enough. What does that sound like to you? Isn't that exactly what we've been talking about here at Everyday Incredible? Those negative, destructive words that find a stronghold deep in our minds and make themselves at home in our wounded hearts? Isn't that how our enemy works? Evil is sneaky, ladies. Acknowledge those thoughts. Are they consistent with who God is and who you are to God? No. I can say with confidence that they are not. I want to challenge you to do something. Grab a piece of paper and a pen. Make a list of all of the excuses that echo in your mind when you think of that goal you have always had a dream of reaching. Every excuse that comes. When you have your list, out from each excuse, I want you to challenge it with what God says is true. What is true about who He is and who you are to Him. If you have trouble with this, come to the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group and we can work on it together. With each excuse, I encourage you to say out loud that you choose to no longer give in to believing that excuse because the truth is, and then finish that thought with the truth you have written. I look forward to hearing from you in the groups. Don't forget to sign up for the Everyday Incredible mailing list for freebies, updates, and offers. I just want to remind you that there are opportunities every day, so make every day incredible. Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.